And welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today we are going to be talking about
Hamilton. All right. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the people who have listened to the podcast so far. It's kind of fun to see the analytics that the Anchor app offers, and super cool to see people from literally all over the world listening to it. I don't know if you're listening to full episodes or just part of it, but either way, thank you.
It's really and cool to see a range of people, countries that I didn't even know existed.
Wow. Let's get you a map and you can do some geography studying. While you're just hanging out this summer. So anyway, thank you. It's awesome. And it's really fun to see those things. The next thing, we would love to actually get like messages on the Anchor app or messages through our social media comments about the podcast, because that would be fun too. Help us learn, help us grow.
So if you have any comments or anything to say, please DM us on our Instagram or something.
We have Facebook.
Or on Anchor Facebook.
Yeah.
Go follow us. It's the same handle for everything. IC_UC_WeC.
Yes.
So
Hamilton. Hamilton. We've been actually wanting to do this podcast for a while, particularly ever since Hamilton came out on Disney Plus. So if you don't have Disney Plus,
I'm sorry.
Yes. get it or connect with a friend who has Disney Plus and you can go over to their house and have a watch party because, oh my gosh, so good. But I will say, in general, I love theater, particularly musical theater. Loved it. My parents, you know, had us kids watching it from a young age and instilled that into us. And, you know, I grew an appreciation for it. And Miley, we've been taking her since she was young to the theater. And
what was my first show? Do you know? Mamma Mia?
No, I think your first show was actually Joseph and Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Okay, we digress. But anyway, so my husband and I, we've tried to do the same for Miley in having her go to these to see theater. Because while we love movies and TV and books, theater is just a whole another different experience. Awesome experience. So initially we actually saw the show in Omaha on September 13th, 2019. So almost a year ago. The show actually came out in Broadway on 2015, initially done as a workshop at Vassar, and then went to off Broadway and then on to Broadway. I actually knew people who had gone to see it and they loved it, thought it was amazing, saw it. I don't know if they saw it on Broadway or if it was a traveling show in, say, like Portland or something like that. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I hadn't taken a lot of time to learn about it or listen about it beyond just like things you see on social media, like, oh my gosh, so, this is amazing.
Yeah, going into it, none of us really knew what it was really.
Yeah, I didn't have any preconceived notions
and I didn't or know that expectations. It was
gonna be... And I kind of like to go into a new musical, something new. I like to go into that blind almost because then I just go in with an open mind and
not letting other people's opinions
influence. Exactly.
But I didn't know something that caught me way off guard was that there is no dialogue. Yeah. It is singing the whole entire time and I was confused.
I remember you leaned over to me and you're like, are they gonna talk at all? And I'm like, I don't know. And
to be honest, if I'm being really honest, I did not really like that the first time. I was like, I just want to hear them talk. Now, ooh, I love the show. I watched it on Disney Plus too much.
The more she's watched it on Disney Plus, and I think for me too, the more I appreciate it. It's definitely a show that you need to watch more than once.
Especially you understand it so much
when
better.
You're not anticipating. They're literally singing, rapping the whole time. And so actually, so I saw a post recently on social media that I found kind of interesting was that it's really more like an operetta or an opera, because there's really, I can think of like three words or just literally a very small handful of words that are spoken. Yes. That was literally just what I was thinking of.
I'm about to change your life.
Yes.
My sister. And then it's just singing the rest of the time.
So yeah, it's definitely one of those, you know, it was kind of a magical, like, wow moment. And I got why so many people were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I didn't like it.
You didn't? Okay. Well, so it's one of those that now she's obsessed. She literally goes around the house all day.
I'm trying, fun fact about me, I'm trying songs. To learn the whole musical. I've learned 6 songs. Actually, 4.5. No, 4. No, 5, because 2 halves of songs, but 6 songs.
So, but we'll get to the music shortly.
Yes.
First, let's talk about the show in general. So mm-hmm. here's some, you know, background info on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the show is an American musical, simply known as Hamilton, and sung and rapped music lyrics done by Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's awesome. Just let's put it out there. It tells the story of the founding father, Alexander Hamilton.
Were you going to say Abraham Lincoln?
No!
Sounded like you were about to say.
I was pausing.
Abraham
Lincoln. No, that's further down the road.
I know. I'm not.
So it was actually, and I didn't know this initially, it was inspired by a 2004 biography, Alexander Hamilton, by a guy named Ron Chernow, which I totally want to read that book now.
There's a book called Hamilton and Eliza.
Ooh.
And a book called Hamilton and Peggy.
Interesting. So
we'll get to characters later,
yes,
too.
Hold that thought. The show draws heavily from hip hop as well as R&B, pop, soul, and traditional style show tunes. And one of the pieces that was considered revolutionary at the time of the initial show was that it casts non-white actors as the founding fathers and other historical figures. And Lin-Manuel Miranda described Hamilton as about America then as told by America now, which totally fitting description. So from its opening, Hamilton was loved by lots, received critical acclaim. It's sold out, you know, sold out show after sold out show. It actually won tons of awards, including Tony Awards and winning 11, including Best Musical. And he received a Pulitzer Prize for drama. That's amazing.
What's that?
So Pulitzer Prize is, without going too deep, it's just a very prestigious special award. And they give them out in different, I actually looked this up recently, in different things. You know, you can get it for literature. You can get it for drama. You can get it for, you know, science. And there may be subcategories under that. So he got it for drama and you get a grant. So a big chunk of money, which is not too shabby. And it's just, you know, it's just amazing. He Lin-Manuel, I mean, I didn't know about the guy before this. And then I saw him popping up on the credits of Moana and was like, what?
Didn't know that he wrote.
I mean, I didn't until I saw the credits. And I knew that. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm behind the
time. It was on TikTok.
Really? Miley, you and TikTok, I swear. So, and then of course there have been traveling shows of it and how we saw it. And actually they even took a tour to Puerto Rico and Miranda reprised his role as Hamilton. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah,
considering
he
is Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I knew that too. Guess where I found it out?
TikTok.
Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh. Seriously, you got to get education somewhere elsewhere beyond TikTok, please,
well,
for the love of God.
I'm on the Hamilton side of TikTok, so.
Oh, good. And you're not on a crazy side?
Yeah.
So, not just the show, but the show as a whole, fantastic. But then you have the set, which was really
unique
and beautiful. And, you know, I like to try and see the whole thing, the whole show. And there's so many pieces that go into a show, you know, the lighting, the sound, the music, the actors, the, you know, the dialogue, all of that just rolls it up into this amazing ball of awesomeness. So the set is really cool in that it's actually sort of simple, but then it's way more intricate. Like when it starts moving, like the floor moves.
That's when that happened, cool how they dance on that. Like
during the show, I was like, oh, the floor moves and super cool.
I don't even remember like watching, because I just wasn't interested that much in it. Like, I thought it was cool, but I like didn't get it. So like when we went to see it, obviously the cast, there wasn't like Lin-Manuel Miranda and stuff like that. It wasn't a known cast or anything, but I just didn't get it. So I was just like, meh. You know, but now I'm like,
other than, okay, did you at least notice the dancing, the choreography coolness? Yes,
no, I'm just saying like the whole show as a whole, I just was like, it's good, but I don't get the hype. But now I get the hype.
Blasphemy. So lighting was amazing, because yeah, the lighting is very, I try to watch for those things. And you know how, you know, they use the spotlight in certain instances, and then, you know, in different scenes they have things highlighted, and it just, you know, of course it draws your eye to where they want it focused for the story. But the set with the, that it feels like a ship. And I actually didn't even notice this part when I was reading stuff, but did you notice how, and I want to try and notice this when I'm watching it the next time, how initially the walls in the background, they start out, it's like an unfinished building, you know, the bricks and stuff. But as they go through the years on the, in the play, the bricks actually get taller, like the building is being built and built and more completed. Oh, see, there's even cool subtext in the set, and see, it's just awesomeness.
I didn't realize that.
That's so now you cool want to watch for it.
Yeah,
now I do. You want to watch for it.
Yeah, so. But I don't. It's kind of a long show, so.
Well, maybe that's not okay tonight. But and then the choreography, super cool, but also super complicated because of the rotating pieces.
Oh yeah, no, so, it's really cool. I love the choreography.
I thought it's that very... was hilarious when watching some of the interviews of the actors, especially recently, a lot of before, you know, when they were doing basically the press for it coming out in Disney Plus, they were talking about learning the choreography, and they apparently didn't have the finished rotating set until very soon before it started. And they're like, okay, so you learn this choreography? Yeah, now you got to learn it backwards.
No, that was
on because... a rotating no, stage. Mom. Yes, that's exactly what it said.
Okay, yes, but that was because in...
What?
You really need to get yourself together. That was in Satisfied because yes, the rewind.
I know.
Rewind, that part.
I know, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, but you didn't put that context in that was because of the song Satisfied.
Okay, my bad. Get Come away on. From me. My bad. Okay, in a particular song, there, yeah, which actually, I remember you asking me when we first watched that, you were like, I don't understand what just happened. And I had to explain to you.
Now I understand it.
It's a what if, you know, rolling back, rewinding the time, and kind of giving this what if scenario. Hey, stop singing.
Sorry. Sorry.
So, the music.
Sorry.
So.
I'm okay.
Miley, give us a little lowdown on the music.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. It's so good. So, there are 46 songs, I guess I should say. So I have 40 left to learn.
Good job.
Not that hard.
You can totally do it.
In an average Broadway show, there are only about 20 songs. So 16 more songs than the average Broadway 16? Musical.
Wow, your math skills bite.
Oh my God.
That would be 26.
26? I'm so...
And she's an accelerated math. Wow, impressive.
I wasn't even... I'm singing all the songs in my head. I can't focus right now.
So yeah, 26 songs more than the average show, which is pretty amazing to stick 46 songs in, what, 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they never stop singing.
Right. Yes. And some are shorter than others. Like one is 5 minutes long.
The one that I learned.
There's song, The Story of Tonight. That's a pretty short song.
Yeah, there's short songs. So, the music is also based off of the biography, Alexander Hamilton, written by the same guy whose name
Ron Chernow
I can't pronounce. Yeah, so.
And awesomeness about the music, it achieved the largest first week sales for a digital cast album and is the highest charting album cast album since 1963. And yeah, it's won tons of awards, gone platinum at least 6 times, and I can see why after you know, hearing the songs over and over and over again as Miley plays them.
Yes.
Since we've rewatched Hamilton at home on the Disney Plus, and it's, there's so many songs that, so the music, obviously, of a musical, it's what, at least to me, it's what draws you in. It's what really sells the show. You know, you have the storyline of Alexander Hamilton as one of the founding fathers, and the, you know, the, you have the love triangle type of thing, and you have the history sprinkled in there. Well, not just sprinkled, you know, throughout. I know. Don't give me that look. But those, the songs, they're just, they really hit home. So to me, a musical is awesome when it hits home to the point of like, it really makes you feel, not just for the characters, but like,
yeah,
oof, yeah, like in your own life. And that this musical, and particularly, you know, 'cause there were times I was like tearing up, crying in watching the show, and
I know,
still watching Hamilton, rewatching it, and yes, even hearing the songs. There's still
we
songs.
Know you're a softie.
I am, it's a okay, softie.
We figured that out.
I am a softie. But there are songs that just like
are so good. Okay, can we?
But then there's also songs where you're like, oh my god, because Jonathan Groff hits a certain note, and you're like, oh.
It's the same thing. If you've seen our Tangled podcast, you know.
Heard, not seen.
Dang it. Sorry, I can't. Okay. Anyways,
you get so excited.
Yeah. If you've heard the Tangled podcast episode that we did, you know how I feel about Jeremy Jordan's voice. The same thing happens with Jonathan Groff's voice, where it does that like, oh, I don't even know. It just makes, I don't know.
It's hard to explain, but when they hit a certain note or a certain
word, it like
in the
cracks,
song,
but it doesn't crack. It goes just, like, ah!
Wow, that was something.
I don't so know.
You're funny. So I think actually now is a good time to take a break. Let Miley compose herself. Yes, no,
you didn't ask me what my favorite
song. I know
song
we're
was.
gonna start back with that because there's so much to talk about the music.
Okay,
we're gonna let you compose yourself and we'll be right back.
Okay.
And we're back. All right, Miley, let's have it. What are your favorite songs?
Okay,
and why?
So I typically, not typically, I've never done this before. I've never tried to learn a whole musical. But the way I'm doing this is I'm learning songs from like my favorite. So like whatever one appeals to me at that time. So my favorite song has to be, just like in general, my favorite song has to be Satisfied.
Mm.
I love that song so much. I can sing the whole entire song all the way through, rap and everything. I would do it for you, but
maybe that'll be like a bonus sometime.
A bonus episode.
A bonus episode to this one that she Miley raps the
I rap the whole thing for you.
Oh my goodness.
No.
So I love that song too.
Yes, but I'm not done.
Okay. Sorry, my bad. Go.
Another one of my favorites, which this might actually be like a not a popular opinion, but You'll Be Back. I love that song. Like, it just has so much sass, and I love it.
Oh, the one of the
literally
ones
we were just talking
by King
about.
George. Yes. Well, Jonathan Groff as King George. You know what? When I first heard Jonathan Groff or those songs, the King George songs sung, I was like, oh, gosh, this feels like the early Beatles music. And that's totally where Lynn got some inspiration from.
La da 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 da. That song?
Okay. Yes.
I know that song. I was very confident. But in case you're wondering, the parts that make me go are in the song. He says fall
at 1 minute
and then gone at 2 minutes and 28 seconds. Just scroll to those parts and please listen and tell me if you feel the same way, because I don't even know.
You get very excited when he hits those notes.
Yes.
It's funny because we were literally singing in the car the other day, and she's like, oh my god, gosh, yeah, as he hits those notes.
And yes, another one of my favorite songs is currently it's Guns and Ships, which is a shorter song.
But man,
and I can rap it.
Props to you, daughter, because oh my gosh. And David Diggs and every guy who plays this part is an amazing talent, because there are so many words shoved into this small amount of time. It's phenomenal, really. And you know what? The gal who plays Angelica, same thing, and Satisfied, she has a section where it's so fast. I'm like, this woman is amazing, and my kid can kind of do it too.
I'm seeing the lights, but
okay.
See, right. Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Anyways,
going down the spiral.
I have another, actually, funny story about this song that I'm about to say. This is the only song I remember remembering the night we got into the car after the show, and I remember just this song kept like playing in my head for some reason, and I forgot about it completely when I was listening to the show, and then I heard it, and then I was like, oh, this is the song that got stuck in my head, and it was just this one little part, wait for it. And it's in the car, it was the part, death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints, and it takes, and it takes, and it takes, that part.
Yes.
That song, I love it. And I forgot about it completely until like 2 days ago.
That's funny. So... Well, it's crazy because there's so, like, every song is so good. So good. And it's really difficult for me to pick a favorite.
Can I say one more favorite?
Can't. Yeah, go ahead.
Burn.
Oh.
I can sing that whole song. So basically, in case you're curious, the whole songs that I can sing are Satisfied, You'll Be Back, Burn, and Skylar Sisters, and Guns and Ships, and what's the sixth one?
I don't know.
Helpless. I can't sing all of Helpless. I can sing a little bit of Helpless. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many good songs, but I'll tell you what, the songs that make me tear up or cry.
Oh, Who Lives to Dies to Tell Your Story. I can also sing that one, so I forgot seven. Oh,
okay.
Okay, I'll let you talk now. Go.
No, Dear Theodosia, that got me choked up.
I don't even remember that song.
Okay, you're going to get in trouble afterwards. You're grounded. But no, Dear Theodosia, that's the one Aaron Burr starts out singing that song.
Theodosia, she's mine. I know that part.
But that's, this is the one that where they're basically talking to their kids. I think as a parent, that one really gets to me. What? You just like the fast rapping songs. Yes. And me, I'm like, this really touches my soul.
No, because I like Burn.
Okay, well, I mean, yes, that is an awesome one. But Dear Theodosia, that really got to me, just being a song about, you know, basically these guys talking to their kids and thinking about their kids' future. And then it's just ultimately incredibly sad, especially, you know, particularly for Alexander, you know, given what happens to his son.
Philip.
Yes, Philip.
You need to know the names of people.
So sorry. Blow Us All Away, that one gets me choked up. It's Quiet Uptown, choked up. Burn, of course, yeah. Because, you know, she's so broken by what he's done.
Yes.
But the Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. Even thinking about it, like, I get...
Who lives?
Okay, stop. I start to get choked up because it's one of those, like, those lyrics, like, get to you, like...
Don't cry. Stop.
I'm sorry. I get choked
up.
I can't help it. I get choked up thinking about...
I need to take over.
No, I get choked up thinking about those lyrics because as a person who is older than you... You know,
Mom, you're not gonna die.
No, it's not. I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying you start to think, ooh, have I done enough in my life? And that just, it's one of those songs that really at least makes me step back and be like, oh.
Please don't cry.
I can't help it. I get teary eyed thinking about that kind of stuff.
Can we talk about this fun thing that's to lighten up in a song?
It's one of the songs that makes me laugh. Like, that made me totally smile. And be like, oh my gosh, this is so cool how they did it. The cabinet battle. I was like, I wish this was really how government was. How cool would that be?
Do you want to know a funny story?
To have the cabinet battle, you know, to have the politicians battling, yeah, and doing like a rap battle. I thought that was,
do you know something?
Brilliant.
That's, it's very funny.
It was brilliant.
Did you know that my teacher and a kid in my class had a rap battle in class one day?
No way.
Yeah. Oh, they had a full-blown rap battle, and my teacher, who, for privacy reasons, I'm not going to say the name, she brought a headband to school and, like, a hat, and, like, she brought, like, chains, and she called herself Little Sunshine.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And the kid in my class, and they had a rap battle in class one day.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. I loved that. I thought that was just a brilliant piece of writing. I mean, it's all brilliant writing, but that really stood out to me the first time I watched it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I wish politics was really like this.
That would be way more fun to watch.
Right? Maybe I'd be a little more interested if the politics were done in rap battle fashion. So yeah, that was really, really good.
Next, do we have another question?
I don't know. Let's see.
I think we got another question. We already kind of talked about the history of the show.
Have we covered the music? No, not history in that.
We've covered the music.
So basically the gist of the music is it's amazing. It'll make you feel, it'll make you think, or at least it should make you think, should make you feel. And yeah, just wow. Epic and wow. So, and I'm not sick of it, even though Miley's been playing many songs on repeat. And
on my Alexa.
I can listen to it.
Sorry, I just had a panic attack because I thought...
She would hear you.
Yes.
She's creeping on you. So anyway, so the next thing we were going to talk about, just in brief, was the history, because obviously the story is based on history. And obviously Lynn had to use some creative license. And I think I found it very interesting and frankly weird that people got all bent out of shape. Like, oh, this isn't 100% historically accurate.
Like, well, no, it's a show.
Duh. It's art. And he literally had 2.5 hours to condense how many years into a 2.5 hour story done in rap.
How many other guys could do that, really?
Well, I mean, so honestly, I think it's pretty darn impressive compressing that much into...
I thought you were going to say compressive.
into 2.5 hours. But what it's... The cool thing that I was a history major. I don't know if I mentioned that before. I was a history major in college, so... Anything about history typically...
She likes it.
I like it. Thanks. You sound so enthusiastic. But it made me want to essentially fact check. I'm like, ooh, or learn more. So actually, one night after I watched it, I went and looked up Lafayette. Because I was like, ooh, what did happen to Lafayette after he left? You know, and Lafayette. And what happened to him? And so I read up on him and... You know, oh, what happened to Peggy? Because we didn't see her in the second half. Well, yeah, she died.
And that's
fairly
young. Did you know that when they went back to whatever, they were going to Peggy's funeral?
Oh.
TikTok.
Nice. Apparently, she's learned plenty of stuff from TikTok. Bringing it back to the first episode of the podcast. Yep. Good job. It's not just fun. It can be also educational as well.
If you're on the correct side.
If you're on the correct section or portion of TikTok, yes. So I think the takeaway is that, you know, yes, there are a lot of historical information in the show, but use that as your springboard to learn more about it. You know, to learn more what, you know, about each of the founding fathers.
I didn't even know who Alexander Hamilton was because they don't teach about him in school.
Really?
I mean, let's be honest. I'm going to 7th grade, so I was only in elementary school.
So through your 6th grade education, you haven't really learned about him.
They never talked about him ever.
Interesting.
In any of the history books.
Interesting. I remember learning about him some. You know, honestly, American history wasn't my favorite subject. I preferred European. But
I know who King George was, though. I knew who that was.
Nice. I love the line. I remember getting excited about the line, immigrants, we get the job done. And I remember watching in some interviews of the cast that always got a big, like, reaction in the show. And you know what? Rightfully so, because we're a country of immigrants, other than, you know, the Native Americans who were here first. But we're not going to go down that road, because it's well, I mean, we sort of will momentarily.
But I think we should talk about and move on and talk about the cast, because you tend to ramble. No offense.
Just because you say no offense doesn't mean there's not offense. Thanks so much. All right, the cast.
Yep.
We've already kind of touched on the cast a little bit.
Can we talk about who stood out to you?
Okay, yes. Who stood out to you?
Well, do you know who I like? And who's kind of underrated? Peggy. The forgotten sister. She doesn't get enough time with us. And I like Peggy. She's very likable because she, like, plays the little sister. Oh, shoot. I can't remember her name now. I know the other names.
Is it Jasmine something?
Yes, Jazzy. Oh, okay. Fun fact, did you know that Jazz and Anthony Ramos, the guy who plays Philip, the son of Alexander Hamilton and Eliza?
As well as another character, because there's several actors who, if you didn't realize or if you hadn't seen the show, there are actually several actors who play more than one part. So they play part in the first half and another part in the second half.
As well as Jasmine. She plays two parts.
Yeah, she plays Mrs. Reynolds.
Did you know that they're engaged?
In real life?
Yes.
That's so exciting. You did tell me that the other day, which I thought that was cute.
That's so cute. But anyways, off topic, sorry. Yeah, I think Peggy is underrated and the forgotten sister, and she should not be forgotten. I love Jonathan Groff.
Yeah.
As we know.
He did such a good job as King George.
He's so, like, he feels insane, and that's good. Like, you're supposed to feel
when you
insane.
Watch the character, you feel the madness.
Yes.
He does a good job pulling the madness out.
Yes. And I like, well, why don't we hear? I like David. Is that
David?
Okay, David, yeah, Diggs. I like him too.
I honestly, it's hard
because he was in Wonder, so that's where I first saw him.
Yes, he was. Yeah, because I was like, where have I seen him before?
And then I told
Wonder.
You.
Yeah, you told me it was Wonder. So no, I mean, Philippa So, the
Eliza,
who plays Eliza, and Renee Elise Goldsberry, who plays Angelica. Man, these women are awesome. And yes, I mean, they're singing chops, they're acting, just fantastic. And of course, Lynn as Alexander did great. Now, did you notice anyone when you initially watched the stage show? Because the guy who played Alexander Burr, and I feel bad.
Mom.
Or no, Aaron Burr. Whoops, mixing things up. I was like, what's wrong? Aaron Burr, the character or the actor who played Aaron Burr in the stage show we watched. I feel bad that I don't know his name, but he really stood out to me when we watched the stage show.
I just remember being confused. And the song, Wait For It. That's all I remember, really. And the choreography, but I don't.
That's okay.
No.
And that all, they all pull me in for the, on the Disney Plus.
You know, I think, no. I don't know.
That's okay.
I remember Eliza. If I really think hard, I think I remember Eliza. So I guess Eliza stood out to me, the girl who played that.
So yeah.
I remember Aaron Burr too. Alexander Burr.
Alexander Burr. Yeah, my bad. That's, you know, so in general, the cast for Disney Plus is amazing. Of course, the traveling casts, I'm sure, have at least the one we saw, was great as well. And not just the actors or not just the leads, but also the dancers and the backup singers.
Did you know that one of the dancers actually has a part and a name?
Yes.
The Bullet.
Ah. The one who, yeah.
Yep.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. So it's it's very interesting how the conversation, just this kind of social conversation around Hamilton
has shifted.
It was one thing when it initially came out. It's now, you know, we're in a however many years later, a different world, 5 years later, and it's a different conversation, or it's morphed into other things. Just around social justice and telling, not just telling one set of stories in history, but trying to tell more of them, all of them, more diverse stories, from, you know, stories about men, stories about women, stories about all different, you know, people of color. And I, yeah, you know, I struggle with what words to use, but it's to tell a more complete history, because mm-hmm. we only get so much in our history books. And yeah. so I still think Hamilton was a revolutionary show, is a revolutionary show, and amazing. And but as a parent, I would love, and as someone who likes to continue to learn things, it would be great if you could be told, could learn about a more complete history of us, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it, because it's all there. And we just have to either want to learn it or want to get enough baseline information to our kids that they want to learn more about all those things, so we can actually learn from our history, learn from our mistakes, and don't repeat the bad stuff over and over again.
And I enjoy history, except you gotta have the right teacher, because sometimes it's just painful. But
it, you know what, that's true. I had some, I will say, I had my high school history teacher was amazing. Shout out, Mr. McQueen.
Yeah.
And woo, it looked like Santa Claus. And I had some amazing history professors in college. And I had one that he was so nice.
I'm not going to say his name.
He was so nice. But oh boy, was it rough to stay awake in his class. Oof. It was rough. It was, you know, but my favorite in college, I will give my favorite a shout out.
Last name.
Monahan. Please. Professor Monahan. Awesome. He was one of those teachers
made history
come to life.
Cool.
And he was like, like, Grandpa, Mr. McQueen did it too. And maybe it's just because it brings in the theater aspect of it, because all of them, my dad, my favorite high school teacher in history, my favorite college professor for history,
mm-hmm.
they all would literally, for at one point or another, dress up as a particular person in history. And either we had to, like in college, we had to prepare questions. I think actually high school we did too. We had to prepare questions for that person from history that came, and he would he would answer the questions as that historical figure. And it was
fun teacher like that. I've never had really good history teachers. Not that any of them have been bad. Well,
but some that have really engaged you and pulled you in.
None have really been like amazing. Like, they're all great, good teachers, but like none have like made it come to life.
Yes. And that's, you know, maybe that's why one of the reasons why I love history so much is because I had some really cool, awesome teachers who really made it just come alive and made me want to learn more and know more. And I think those are the best kind of teachers, of course, if they can really suck you into the topic and just oof. And so I think through art, you know, for a lot of people, art's their thing and academic maybe not so much, or you know, some they might have it all. And but if you can find a way to get the information to everyone, because not everyone learns the same way, you know, how cool would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. You seem enthused.
Sorry. I was very excited.
Were you daydreaming about the songs? Yep. Which song were you thinking about?
What's his name again? I keep forgetting. Jonathan Groff. When you... Okay, keep going.
Oh my goodness, that is too funny. Well, I think actually we've kind of exhausted the topic. We've actually, I think this may be our longest
podcast yet.
But
extra special episode.
Honestly, it's extra special because it's such
a phenomenon.
Such a great That was a good word.
And thank you.
It's exciting to see you
excited about it
and be and dive in even little bits, you know, because you know, you'd ask me a question and be like, I don't know, let's go web search it.
Can I say one more cool thing?
Of course.
The first time I watched it, I was so focused on when I saw it in the theater. I was so focused on I don't understand it, like trying to understand it, that I didn't pay attention really to the music much. But now, re-listening to the songs, I get it. Like, and it actually is telling me so much about historically stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not so focused on, I don't understand, you know? But because now I understand it and I get the whole thing. And, like, it's just very...
satisfying?
I just get it. Ah, that was so funny. I get...
Wow, I love that.
I get...
what you're saying is watch it more than once.
Watch it every day. Listen to the music every day and try to learn the whole musical and you'll understand it great.
Totally. Look at the lyrics. You know, some people, they like to start by listening to the music and then seeing the musical, which with some, you know, that's the only way we've been able to do it until the musical gets to a city closer to us. And at this rate, with the darn COVID shutdowns, we're, you know, delayed in getting our theater fix. So until then, mm-hmm. I guess we're...
At least Hamilton's on Disney Plus, guys.
I wish. I am hoping, yes, I'm getting excited again, that Disney or other streaming platforms will bring more filmed theater stuff to streaming platforms, because I would love to, you know,
Oh, I love Shrek the Musical so much. Shrek the Musical's
good. We digress. But in general, I would love to see more theater stuff brought to streaming devices so more people could see it. Because, you know, theater, you are limited because of people can't afford it or it's not in a close enough city. And if you really want to get people loving theater more, or at least to some extent, because obviously it's not the full theater experience, get more stuff onto the streaming services.
You know, I think I saw an article when I was looking up stuff for this video. I think I saw podcast. But I think I saw an article that said that there was something about, like, they want to bring more Broadway to the streaming services.
Yes. Well, and
I was like the headline, and I was like, I didn't read it, but that was the headline. You're like, I was woo-hoo! Like, oh yeah.
I think part of that is because of the COVID stuff. They're trying to figure out a way to keep people engaged in the arts and the theater and stuff that can't, you know,
you
can't do right now because of all the shutdowns.
You can't go out and see it. You can stay in and see it.
That's
and on that note,
that's the dream. Let's go watch it again. I kind of want to. Oh, it's almost 10 o'clock.
That's
so.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Hope you stuck with us, and we will chat at you again sometime.
Thank you.
Bye. So there you have it. Some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.